Cobra John in Plano is at 2 hours, 1 minute, 56 seconds. Shall we?
If he's still there.
Let's just see. Hey, man, what's up?
Hello?
How's it going?
Well, I never thought you guys would ever answer the phone call, and I was waiting to see whether or not you ever would.
Well, here we are.
2 hours you've sat there.
No, it's actually over 2 hours. But you're not even talking about the real reason that I called in.
Wait. I'm more intrigued by this. So, what are you doing? What have you been doing for 2 hours?
I've been waiting to see how long it would take you guys to answer my phone call, because when I answered it, you put me on hold and we were talking about the Rangers. And this is the second time it's happened in a month and a half. And I've been calling Norm for 12 or 14 years, and it's never happened once with Norm.
Well, he is a lot more courteous than we are, sir.
Well?
Well?
Well, what? You're on. What do you have for us?
Well, when I called, we were talking about the Rangers. You haven't talked for the Rangers in over 2 hours.
That's right.
So
we haven't.
Why should I be talking now about the Rangers? That's the only reason I called in.
Are you married, or do you have kids or anything? I can't imagine hanging on the line for 2 hours at home.
I purposely did this because you guys are so rude that you won't even get on the phone for 10 seconds and say, we're no longer going to take calls on the Rangers. Try calling back again.
All right.
That's what Norm's people do.
Our people are busy drinking whiskey.
Yes, our people drink.
Not at 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, they do.
Well, I don't. And more importantly, you don't. And I'm
what?
Talking about you guys that are being paid to be on the air.
We're not paid.
And you took my phone call.
This is an altruistic venture for me, sir. I'm not paid anything.
So, look, John, let me be the first to apologize for the rude way that our producer and our people, because there's people behind the producer, handled this situation.
This is the second time in like 6 weeks.
Okay, I'm I'm apologizing.
What do you want us to do?
Do you want a hat or some boots or something?
Would you like some diamond cut jeans?
I've been listening since the program got on the air in, 1994? It's only happened twice, and it's been on your program twice in like 6 weeks.
Are you a fan?
And I purposely went on the air to see how long, I say it on air, to see how long, if ever, you guys would ever get back to answer
the part of
my phone call.
We left you on hold just to see how long you'd stay on hold.
Yeah, after like an hour, we started looking at it going, how long will John from Plano stay on?
I stood on here to see how long it would take before you would answer the phone call, if ever.
So we were playing a game of chicken.
Right.
And we
lost.
Blinked.
We lost.
Yeah, we blinked.
You won, John. You should be very proud. This is a great day for you.
I'm not, because if you call a doctor or anybody else, shame on you for having to wait 2 hours to have your doctor or your anybody else ever that has a professional position ever.
Uh-oh.
To answer your phone call.
All right, well, look, what can we do to make this right?
And don't compare us to a doctor's office, please.
Yeah, they're doing something important. We're not. And we're not being paid. We're not being paid.
Okay? Again, I apologize for the way our people treated you, okay?
Would you like Sim Fighters passes?
What'd you say, John?
I said this is twice in 6 weeks.
You made that point like 11 times.
John,
we get it. What do you want us to do?
We'll try better next time. Oh, John.
I want to hear his Rangers point.
Is have somebody. They spent 15 minutes taking my phone call. All they got to do is spend 15 seconds saying, we're no longer.
This is all on Danny.
Rangers.
Oh, I know.
Try
I know.
Calling back another day.
This is all on Danny.
How long does that take?
Okay. John, you need to aim your venom at our producer, Danny. He's right here. Please.
I've heard everything
he
said.
He hasn't been listening, so tell him again what you
think. No. We've heard it. He's made his point. What do you want us to do to make this right?
I just told you.
Oh.
Which was what?
Not do it again. That's what he wants.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all you want? For us to not do it again?
Wait a minute. If you have somebody that that takes 15 seconds to answer a phone call and put you on hold,
right,
for whatever subject that you're calling about, then have the same person have the professional courtesy to spend 15 seconds to answer it and say, well, we're no longer talking about that. Can you call back another day?
Now, Danny was wondering if this is
15 seconds,
if this
apparently.
If this is the first time this has happened in the last couple of months.
I just answered that question 3 times. I just said, I've called in 6 weeks.
Oh,
and that's it. This
sorry.
Is the only time
My bad.
Since 1994. I've been listening since 1994, and I promise you, all of you guys on the air have not been on the air since 1994 when the ticket first started. I have. And more importantly,
that doesn't make sense.
I listen to Norm in the morning virtually every day. I call in
Appreciate
at least
you,
once a week to Norm, and this has never happened once on Norm's program.
Hey, look.
Frito's a professional.
Yeah, Frito's really good at what he does. We kind of got a half-ass.
Are you gay?
Oh, dear. Norm just... Do you want to talk?
You gay?
You want to talk to Norm?
I talk to Norm on a regular basis.
All right, well, he's in here.
Are you gay?
All I'm saying is...
Sir,
are you gay?
Sir,
you better ask Norm's questions. He's gonna get mad.
John, Norm has a question. Norm has a question.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. I'm definitely not gay.
Are you gay?
I just answered that question.
I love you.
Oh, see?
So we're all cool, right?
I don't even regularly listen to your program, but I occasionally do when you talk about sports as opposed to gay, not gay, or other obscure products or subjects, if you will.
And products.
But Norm talks about sports. That's the reason I listen to Norm's program. But it is still rude to...
Dude, nail me to the freaking cross. What do you want? I'm sorry.
John, if you...
Jesus, shut up, John! That's enough. You made your point like 58 times. We've apologized.
I've been on hold for 2.5 hours.
Well, you know what? Get your ass hung up on now, you idiot. Freaking moron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ever call here again.
Oh, my God. By the way... The official doctor of the program, Dr. Dreiling,
mm-hmm.
He says, I played chicken today for 2 hours with a mom on hold with a constipated toddler. I won.
Community quick hits are on the way.